This is the Jazz House Radio Show on the i103 FM.
Thank you very much, and at this time we'd like to do a tune composed and arranged by the great Dizzy Gillespie. And we sincerely hope you enjoy, ladies and gentlemen, our Blue Note recording of A Night in Tunisia.
We'll be right back. What a way to kick off the Jazz House radio show tonight. That was Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers and his version of A Night in Tunisia. That was a live track called A Night in Tunisia, but from the first flight to Tokyo, the Lost 1961 recordings is the album it features on. That tune was written by Dizzy Gillespie and has become a jazz standard. Now, we have a trombonist called Curtis Fuller. This is his tune called Algonquin, and it's from the album Bone and Barry, released in 1958. This is Curtis Fuller.
Bye.
Curtis Fuller on trombone. That particular tune was called Algonquin from the 1958 album Bone and Barry. Not played a lot of him, but of course he was a jazz great. He played with the likes of Cannonball Adderley, Art Blakey, many others, and actually lived to the age of 88, having passed away in 2021. Now, another artist that we've not heard much of on the show in the past is Lester Bowie. He is a trumpeter and was one of the proponents of free jazz in the 1970s and beyond. This particular tune is called Rios Negros, and it was released on the album The Great Pretender in 1982. This is Lester Bowie. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Jazz House Radio Show, going out on the i103 FM every Friday night between 9 and 10. And you can catch up with the reprise between 1 and 2 a.m. on a Monday night. All the shows are on the podbean.com podcast site if you search under Jazz House Radio. Now, that was Lester Bowie, who we've not heard of before, but he's a trumpeter. And I thought that was very good indeed. Now, another artist that we have heard of is another American called Brian Blade. This is a quartet featuring John Cowherd, Myron Walden, and Monty Croft. And this is an album called Life Cycles, Volume 1 and 2, Now and Forevermore, honouring Bobby Hutcherson, the great American vibraphonist. This particular tune from this quartet, it's called The Final Four. See what you think of this. Thank you. That was Brian Blade and a track called The Final Four, celebrating the life and times of Bobby Hutcherson in an album that was released just last year. Now, Brian Blade is very contemporary. He is often at a variety of festivals in the UK, including the EFG London Jazz Festival. Speaking of live jazz, there's lots of live jazz in the East Midlands with the East Midlands Jazz House in Leicester. We're very lucky to have Leicester Jazz House, and playing last week at The Musician was Johnny Mansfield with a quartet that included drums, bass and keyboards. And he played music from an album that he released just last year called The Air in Front of You. This particular track is called Flicker, and Johnny Mansfield is a vibraphonist in celebration of our last artist, Bobby Hutcherson. So here he is, Johnny Mansfield and Flicker.
Thank you.
That was Flicker by Johnny Mansfield with his quartet, and that featured James Madron and Dominic Ingham on the album recording, and that was from the album The Air in Front of Me. Now we've got another artist who is playing for Leicester Jazz House just next month at the Y, which should be a great gig. This particular tune is together with Josh Short and Dennis Baptiste, featuring Sultan Stevenson on piano. This is from his 2023 album called Faithful One, and this particular track is called Summer Was Our Holy Place. This is a terrific track, and it should be a really great gig if you get a chance to come and see it at the Y in Leicester. Sultan Stevenson.
Is the Jazz House with Sanj on 103 The Eye.
your horn. Daddy, won't you blow? Daddy, won't you blow? Daddy, won't you blow your horn? Daddy, won't you blow? Daddy, won't you blow? Daddy, won't you blow your horn? Someone's in the kitchen.
Thank you.
a combination there of tracks. First we had the Sultan Stevenson song called Summer Was Our Holy Place, then Bella Fleck together with Abigail Washburn and Railroad. He is playing in London later on this month, should be a terrific gig. And then finally Miles Davis's version of Time After Time. We're gonna move forward now with Charles Lloyd and his quartet and the beautiful song called How Can I Tell You from the album called Discovery that was released in 1964. This is the Charles Lloyd Quartet. The very beautiful track from Charles Lloyd, How Can I Tell You, released in 1962. I'm not quite sure what message though. Is it, how can I tell you I've done something wrong, or how can I tell you I love you? It could be read either way. You are listening to the Jazz House Radio Show on the i103 FM. I hope you have enjoyed tonight's collection of jazz and a bit of blues and folk in there as well. We're going to close out now with one of my favourite artists called Kenny Garrett. He's been around again for several decades, an American saxophonist. This particular track is called Sounds from the Ancestors, from his album released in 2021. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you have a great week ahead. This is the Jazz House Radio Show.